I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Donald Trump has been elected the 47th president of the United States. He's the first person convicted of a felony to win the White House and the first former president to regain power since 1892. The victory marks an extraordinary comeback. Trump refused to accept defeat 4 years ago, sparking a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He also survived 2 assassination attempts. Trump's vice president, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, is 40. He'll become the highest-ranking member of the millennial generation in government. Kamala Harris is urging her supporters to accept the election's results and also keep up the fight for their beliefs. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The outcome of this election is not what we wanted.
Harris says while she's conceding the race to Donald Trump,
I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
In a speech at Howard University, her alma mater, which was to be the site of her victory speech, Harris says the fight must go on.
In the voting booth, in the courts, and in the public square.
Harris says she called Trump to congratulate him. The White House says President Biden did the same, inviting his predecessor turned successor to meet with him soon. The president will address the election results Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Foreign leaders called Trump too, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump outperformed his 2020 election results while Harris failed to do as well as Biden did in winning the presidency 4 years ago. Trump will take office in January and work with a U.S. Senate that will now be in Republican hands, while control of the House hasn't been determined. This